Justice Kennedy has our opinion this morning in case 05983, Winkleman versus Parma City School District.
The petitioners in this case are Mr. and Mrs. Winkleman and their young son, Jacob. Some 4 years ago, the senior Winkleman sought review relating to concerns they had over whether Jacob would progress well at the elementary school to which he'd been assigned. Jacob, who has autism spectrum disorder, is covered by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, called IDEA, I-D-E-A. This is a federal law. It entitles Jacob to certain protections and remedies, including the ability to bring suit in federal court to ensure his school district has provided him with what the statute calls a free, appropriate public education. The question here is whether IDEA also entitles Jacob's parents to certain protections and remedies so that they too may bring suit in federal court. Jacob's parents seek to sue on their own behalf because if they're permitted to do so, they would be allowed to proceed in court without an attorney. The Parma City School District in Parma City, Ohio, is the respondent in the case. The school district argues that IDEA accords the rights here in question only to children, not to their parents as well. We find the text of the statute forecloses this interpretation. IDEA defines one of its purposes as seeking to ensure that the rights of children with disabilities and parents of such children are protected. And the word rights in this language refers to the rights of parents as well as the rights of the child. Otherwise, the grammatical structure would make no sense. The school district nevertheless claims that the sole purpose driving IDEA's involvement of parents is to facilitate vindication of a child's rights. So the district would have us read the statute's many references parents' rights as referring in implicit terms to the child's rights alone. Even if we were inclined to ignore the plain text of the statute in considering this theory, we disagree that this is IDEA's only purpose. It's hardly a novel proposition to say that parents have a recognized legal interest in the education and upbringing of their child. Without question, a parent of a child with a disability has a particular and personal stake in fulfilling what IDEA identifies as our national policy of ensuring equality of opportunity, full participation, independent living, and economic self-sufficiency for individuals with disabilities. We find no reason to read into the statute an implicit rejection of the notion that Congress would accord parents entitlements concerning the education of their children. To the contrary, we conclude that the statute grants parents independent enforceable rights. In light of IDEA's text and structure, moreover, we find that these rights are not limited to certain procedural and reimbursement-related matters, but rather encompass the entitlement to a free, appropriate education for the parent's child. The parents may, therefore, bring suit under IDEA on their own behalf in federal court, and they may do so without the assistance of an attorney. In light of our holding, we need not decide whether the parents acting pro se could have sought redress on behalf of their child. We reversed the judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Justice Scalia has filed an opinion concurring in part in the judgment and dissenting in part, and Justice Thomas has joined that opinion.